I want to play a game.
Tetris, Nikki. You love Tetris.
I think that's a game a lot of people can jump into.
You've at least heard of it. But do you know what Puyo Puyo is?
Do not.
It looks...
How do we spell that so I can look it up?
P-U-Y-O. P-U-Y-O. So it's a game that kind of looks like Tetris, but it... And, like, you have these little Puyos that drop from the ceiling, but it does not play. Strategy for Puyo Puyo is not like it is for Tetris.
Sure.
So... Now released in the United States, you've got Puyo Puyo Tetris. It's from Sega. They sent us a code. We've been playing on the Nintendo Switch, but it's also available on the PlayStation 4, and it goes like this. You can play Tetris, you can play Puyo Puyo, or you can play some hybrid thing of both. You can play this in versus mode. Like, there's a story mode about some friends from Puyo Puyo. I know nothing about that, who they are, but I assume it's an established character. And how they get sucked into space against some Tetris guy. And you play this battle mode where you can play Tetris or Puyo Puyo. And, like, for example, let's say you clear lines in Tetris.
Yeah.
It adds lines to the person on the other side.
Okay.
And so it's a battle royale Tetris kind of thing. So if you want to, you can play two-player, you can play against each other. And again, if Nikki and I wanted to, in Puyo Puyo Tetris, we could play two-player, we could both be playing Tetris and screwing each other over. We could both be playing Puyo Puyo. We could each play one or the other. It just depends on what you want to do. And again, it gets hard to say Puyo Puyo after a while.
It does a lot. It
gets hard to hear it after a while.
It does. I'm like, I get it. It's Puyo Puyo.
I got it.
But what you're emphasizing is the fact that there's a lot of variations of, it's not just Tetris or a Tetris-style game, but there's different variations of it.
Yeah, and there are just tons of things in this package. Like, again, you've got a single-player story mode. You've got, like, kind of a couch versus mode. You can go online and play against other people. There's a ton of different options, but at its heart, you're either playing Tetris or you're playing Puyo Puyo or a mix. I think... For me, it's kind of one of those things that on the one hand, it's a no-brainer. It's a lot of fun to just have a Tetris version on the Switch. Especially, I kind of enjoyed that there was a little bit of story to it.
But sometimes with like a Tetris-style game, and there's a lot of apps that follow the style of it. It's like a pickup game, but like 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. But you're not putting in hours and hours and hours right in one setting. It's not that type of game.
And with the story mode, they want to make it that kind of game.
As long as you have the decision.
It's up to you whether or not that's a good idea. I will tell you this. It was a lot of fun. And it feels like something that for the Switch would be great to take with you to have a game like that.
A casual game,
yes.
Yeah.
But it's also available on PlayStation 4. Which makes it, let's just say, a little less portable.
So you gotta decide which one you want, but it seems more like a portable style.
Yeah, I mean, I had fun with it. It's out there. Take a couple minutes, look at some videos, and you can decide whether you're thinking like, yeah, maybe. But I'll tell you that I had a good time. It's very colorful. It's very casual. But I'm just going to tell you,
if
you go online and start playing, you're going to find out that your casual game is somebody else's life.
People are really intense about it.
Oh my gosh, I got smoked so badly in online play. So it's out now. It's digital only for the PlayStation 4, or you can pick it up. Or wait, am I saying it backwards? For the Xbox, oh my gosh. I hate myself. Are you ready? For the Switch,
yes.
It's available physically and digitally. For the PlayStation 4, you can only buy it physically.
There it is.
It's some weird rights thing that's tied up, but it's in the wild if you want to check it out.